In 2015, Southern Ohio was in the midst of an opioid crisis. The community came together and created a race. A race that would help prevent drug use in the area for generations to come. This is no ordinary race, and this is no ordinary story. The Buck 50 is a 24-hour team relay race that spans 150 miles of trails, roads, and paths winding through the Appalachian foothills of Chillicothe, Ohio. The Buck 50 has teams of 10 and 5 runners, two van drivers, all for one great cause. The Buck 50 is an incredible two-day adventure for runners, an organization that has vowed to fund every willing student wanting to live a drug-free lifestyle. This is the story of the Buck 50, the race that has created a ripple effect of change and inspiration for more people than we may ever know. One race, one cause. This is Running Off at the Mouth, the Buck 50 Podcast. Hey, what's happening out there, Buck 50 runners in Buck 50 land? This is Dave Huggins, race director, and today's episode is, I'm flying solo here, but I want to talk about five-person teams. This seems to be a subject that we get some questions on from time to time. It is not a subject that we probably enhance as much as we should, because the majority of our people are 10-person teams, but the five-person team category is growing quite a bit. Last year, we saw 18 five-person teams in the 2024 Buck 50. And as we move towards 2025, we already have 10 teams registered. And to put that to history, I think prior to that, the most five-person teams we had in a Buck 50 race was maybe seven or eight at most. But really, it's cool to see that category grow. And in the 2025 race, we are opening up more race categories for teams to compete in. So we'll have a master's group in five-person teams, which is an average age of 40 or above. Of course, we'll have the regular race. We got to come up with a good name for that. Not sure what that is, but that would be an average age of 39 or less. Remember, you do have to be 18 years of age to run in the Buck 50. And then we're also opening up an all-female team for the five-person team category. We've had a group of ladies who have been running as a five-person team, and we're hoping to drag some more participants to compete with them. So that'll be exciting to grow the women's running category as five-person teams into 2025 in the future. But how does a five-person team work? So very unique for those teams is they get to see the entire Buck 50 race course. You know, if you're on a 10-person team, you know, every five legs, you're not witnessing that. You're not seeing those checkpoints or what the route really looks like. So it's a super unique experience if you are on a five-person team to see the entire course. When it comes to running those legs of the course, you have three choices. And this is all lined out in the guidebook. You don't need to decide this when you register. You do need to let us know this before race day so we know how to track your team and what to expect. So the first option is to run once. And to my knowledge, nobody's ever done this before. But we give you this option if you're really looking for that true ultra experience. Mind you, if you are going to choose this, you are going to need to provide your own support, both nutritionally, foot care, clothing, all that kind of stuff. So you're going to probably need to look at this differently if you're going to tackle six legs at once. But essentially, runner one would run legs one through six, runner two would take off from there, and every six legs, your next runner will take the course for a very unique running experience. The next choice, your runners will run three different times during the Buck 50 as a five-person team. So those runners will run two legs at a time. So if you're runner one, you run legs one and two, and then your second runner takes off at checkpoint two to run legs three and four. Now, if you are going to double up legs like this, it is a requirement that you run through all the checkpoints so that we can record your time as you're navigating the course. So a great example would be that second runner taking off, running leg three. They end up going down the bike path for a very extended period of time. And checkpoint three has a campground that is just off of the bike path, and you have to go up this little hill, probably 150 yards, to go through the checkpoint, come back down the hill, get back on the bike path, and continue to checkpoint number four as you run leg number four. So super important to know that you need to go through each of those checkpoints as the course is designed so that we can record your time at each of the checkpoints. So that's what that looks like. If you're going to run three times in the race, you're going to run back-to-back legs. But then really the main way we see five-person teams run this race is they're going to run six different times. So essentially in that case, runner one is also runner six. Two is also runner seven. So they're going to run six different times. They're going to run each leg as it is, switch off at every checkpoint, and then they're going to have a break while their other four runners are out on the course where they can hydrate. Maybe they take a nap, but essentially it's going to be a pretty quick turnaround for them for each leg of the race. And I've heard actually from runners who love that experience, who are in great shape, because they talk about as a 10-person team, their break might be 6 or 8 hours, and they get a little stiff in that time frame, and then got to get back out on the course. Whereas when they ran as a 5-person team, although more challenging physically, it's also a situation where they're just out running and participating at a quicker intervals, so their body kind of adapted to that much better than sitting around in a van as they're waiting for their next chance to run. So essentially those are the three ways that you can run as a 10-person team, sorry, a 5-person team in the Buck 50 if you're really trying to compete for these categories. We did get a call recently of a team looking to do a little bit more of a flexed option than those three choices. And by all means, we are willing to accommodate your team's desires in running our race that might be a little bit off. The only caveat is you still got to follow all the safety rules. And number two, you wouldn't be eligible for a top three finish based on your total time if you were going to run it different than those three options that we give you. So we hope that helps. Certainly a great benefit for those running as a 5-person team. And really kind of a cool thing to learn for you guys running a 10-person team. What does that look like on the other side of the fence? Maybe that's something that you want to take on in next year's race where you're looking for that bigger challenge to run more miles during the Buck 50. So we certainly, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate you listening to Running Off at the Mouth, the Buck 50 podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please email us at raceinfo@thebuck50.com. And as always, have a great day, Buck 50 runners!